Peter Sagal here. Welcome to the third Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Best of Not My Job collection. We're going to call it the Wait Album. That both reflects our love for cultural references and the fact that Carl and I really have stopped communicating outside the studio since he married Yoko Ono. To me, the amazing thing is that all these years into it, very important people keep agreeing to be on our show. It is no secret that we're going to ask them silly questions about things they don't know anything about, and that millions of people are going to hear it, but they come on anyway. I've got two competing theories. The first is that they're tired of being treated with affection and grace and flattery like the living gods they are, and they want to get kicked around a bit. Or maybe they expect to do really well, and they just want to impress us even more. Whatever the reason, we're glad they keep doing it, and we're happy to share some of them with you. People ask me who my favorite guests have been, and my answer is it's the people who exceeded expectations. For example, you expect comedians to be funny. You may not expect comedy from soulful torch singers. Nico Case joined us in July of 2009 with panelists Adam Felber, Julia Sweeney, and Paula Poundstone.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
It's a pleasure to have you. Let's first try to define you for people who haven't been lucky enough to hear you. What would you define your genre of music? Is it, some people call it alt country, which I know is odd. What would you call it?
I don't really know what to call it. I'm a very loud singer.
You're loud. You're a loud, loud singer.
Modern, independent, loud singing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well, there is a section like that at my local CD.
Loud.
Yeah.
Well, actually, for people, let's play a little bit of your music, because I also am interested in the difference between your speaking voice and your singing voice. So here's a song. It's called Letter from an Occupant, which you did with the band.